Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Genetic Living Radio is a conscious reality creation journey. Tune in as Rick and Grace Paris teach you the innovative approach and new philosophy that will shift your entire paradigm of what it is to be a human being. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. As a shaman for 20 years, Rick Paris has been guiding people to fuller existences since his first workshop in 1995. He is well-versed in a wide variety of healing arts, including being an Enneagram expert. Grace Paris serves synergenetic living clients powerfully and beautifully by embodying the fundamental role of a feedback provider, graciously guiding people to their own realizations and higher purposes. On this show, Rick and Grace will share with listeners the key to unlocking the infinite potential of human consciousness in order to create a life of preference. Learn to author your own destiny with Synergenetic Living Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Grace Paris, and I'm here with my partner, Rick Paris.
Hello.
And you are listening to Synergenetic Living Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a new philosophy, a new way to heal yourself, and a totally new way to approach life. Each Friday on Synergenetic Living, we will have many new exciting solutions to everyday problems in this time of chaos and a lot of great change. So today, Rick and I are here to discuss the power of choice and one particular choice that'll begin to take you into a new paradigm. This choice will inherently free you from the pains of the past and encourage you to look to the future for solutions. It's one of the tenets of the philosophy that we teach is the future creates the present. And I will let Rick elaborate a little bit more on that.
Right. Well, choice is fundamental to all change. It is cornerstone and keystone to all change. So choice becomes a very important part. And since we're multidimensional beings, we're not always conscious of the choices we're making, even when we think we are. When we're in the middle of some kind of chaos or a problem in reality, we're experiencing a lesser choice. And even when we say, I want this to be different, oftentimes that choice is being made by an aspect of ourselves that's more emotionally connected to the outcome than the person that's actually standing in front of them, like your child or your adolescent or your negative ego. There's aspects of yourself that are actually the ones making more of the choice because they're more emotionally involved in the choice. So choices are going to be a big part of our philosophy, learning how to choose. Because in a three-dimensional reality, choice is the point in space and time where the shift comes, but if we can't reinforce that choice, which reinforces the very space itself, it's less likely we're going to create the experience that we wanted. It's not just one choice, but the one choice dictates the direction for the rest of the choices. And so what I wanted to talk about a little bit today is where these choices come from, and in synergenetic solutions, synergenetic living, we need to have some tenets. We need to have some, and I decided that the very first show would probably be best to lay down the basic tenets for this philosophy. And a lot of these are, I've had many, many beautiful discussions and sometimes antagonistic discussions around these tenets because they can be to some people counterintuitive or just crazy town. And since belief, one of the tenets that we have is belief precedes experience. Your beliefs are, most people think, this is what I believe and that's my belief. And you're right, that is a belief. But that belief is actually creating experience from the inside out. Reality is a reflection from our inside self reflected in the outside world. And as it goes through the system, it's going through your subconscious. It's going through your measuring devices, your self eye, your ego eye. It goes through the eye of your child. It goes through the eye of your adolescent. So it gets distorted. So when it comes back to you in the reflection of another, sometimes you won't even recognize the thing that you wanted. So belief precedes experience. And beliefs are really, if you really define what a belief is, in order to take charge of it, in order to be conscious of it, in order to be able to choose differently, you've got to understand that beliefs are basically an opinion that you hold with conviction. It's not real. It's not based in facts. It's just an opinion that you hold with conviction. So changing a belief when it's a subconscious belief requires more effort than just changing your mind. And that's part of what we teach too, to be able to understand how my subconscious operates, how to have my subconscious become an ally. Because once you understand how to alter the subconscious, you don't have to deal with the outside reality. Because a lot of times people are creating this very specific negative reality and they're like, well, you know, I'm getting rid of these negative people in my life. I'm going to get rid of them because, you know, they're just not good for me. When those people are a reflection of your belief constructs, getting those people out of your life, you often realize I just create somebody else to do the same thing somewhere else, which if I would have dealt with it last time, I wouldn't have to deal with it again. And what it also does many times is push the problem off. Like, okay, now I'm involved with this person that I could actually heal and change some beliefs around this issue. And if I get rid of the person, I have to recreate it through somebody else, which it might be 1, 2, 3 years down the line till I realize, oh, I'm back in the same place I was, because that reality is being created by a belief.
I did that quite a few times with partners, relationships. I was like, if I just moved on, if I just found another partner, this would just go away. And then I kept finding myself, the pattern would get even louder and louder. So when Rick explained this to me, it clicked, because I was looking at it backwards. Like, my beliefs are a product of my experience. And I think a lot of people see it
that
way.
Yeah, that's the way common people see it. Oh, I came up with this because this has happened to me X amount of times.
Yep.
No, it's happened to you X amount of times because you're programmed and that belief is in between you and reality. So when you make a choice, it goes through the program and comes back twisted. And then if you repeat that pattern more than once, you're supposed to, in a conscious way, recognize, oh, I must have a belief that's out because this belief is creating this reality again. Until I can take Till I can change that belief, I'm not really going to be able to change the reality. So that's one of the tenets. Another tenet is you create your reality 100% and you have impact on others and they have impact on you. The physical reality, the experience, the universe doesn't really operate in a logical and reasonable way, even though we try to make everything logical. Human beings are infatuated with the straight line. And it's funny because when you're dead and you're outside of space and time, as I've had a death experience, which we'll probably talk about in another show, but I'm not going to get into that today. But when I was outside of space and time, I could see how space and time was working. And so your reality, when you die, it ends. There is no universe here anymore when you leave it. You're the person measuring what's going on here. And when that measurement is removed from possibility, possibility returns to pure possibility where nothing is going on. So like, you go outside of space and time when you die. You go outside of the physical reality and you can see that it is a space of infinite possibility, but it is an infinite space. It is a finite space, what I meant to say. It is a finite space. So you create your reality 100%. So you want to start, part of learning this philosophy is to understand that I'm the reality creator here. I'm the one measuring. I'm the one deciding what the context is in my experience. And so And other people have impact on you and you're impacting them. So it's not, oh, everything is just a reflection of my experience. Everything is a reflection of me. So it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter what I say, what I do to people or what they do to me, because it's just a big illusion. It's an illusion that you've made very real while you're here. So you create your reality 100%, period. No blame. It removes blame and victimhood from the experience. The last tenet I'm going to talk about before a little break here is form follows function. And what that really means is physical form is in place because of a function. And that function is primarily an emotional nature. It's of emotional nature. And anything in life, like I give this example, we wanted to go to the moon. That was the form, right? But we really didn't know how to get to the moon. So we start imagining, well, how are we going to get there? Well, how about like fireworks going there? How about we just had a rocket that just took us all the way there? You know, so the function was go to the moon and the form was we're going to use a rocket ship. So form follows function. And when you can understand the function and you change the function, reality shifts on its own. You don't have to control it. You don't have to have any real dogma. Our dogma is not required to be here. As a matter of fact, dogmas are mostly going to limit you. This philosophy does not create a dogma. It is a self-authored experience. And the more that you can author your experience, the more of an empowered person you are.
I love it. I'm going to have you hold that thought. I'm super excited to hear how that will influence our choices. You're listening to Grace and Rick with Synergenetic Living Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to explore more about the tenets of reality creation and move into making empowered choices and that one choice that's going to open you up into a new paradigm. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Are you Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
We're back on Synergenetic Living Radio, and Rick and I are talking a little bit about the fundamentals of conscious reality creation before we get into the power of choice. But before we continue, I want to make sure you know how to get in touch with us. You can find out more at www.synergeneticliving.com, or if you want to just get in touch, shoot us an email, info@synergeneticliving.com.
Yes, these shows are going to be hopefully call-in interactive, because what I'd like to do is take these calls and speak to this philosophy with whatever somebody, whether they want to talk about a tenant or they want to talk how does that fit into my life or this is going on for me now, I will use these tenants to explain the philosophy. The reason synergenetics, that word is a new word, because reality creation is a reflection that both of us are dealing with. It's a triangulation, and it's a relationship. You're really more inclined to deal with the relationships between you and others. And when you change the functions in the relationship, the form follows. So there's a synergy that happens. The sum of who we represent is greater than the end result is greater than the sum of its parts. And since you're self-authoring, you're basically changing your genetics. You're changing the way reality looks. You're changing the way you feel. You're changing the way you interact. And that's consciously done. That comes with self-empowerment. And as science has proven, your DNA is not a static element of who you are. As you change and grow, your DNA changes and grows with you. And there's a whole bunch I could talk about just on that alone, but I just wanted to give a little understanding to why the word synergenetics is the name of this. Synergenetic living, synergenetic solutions, because that's the way we're solving the problems in a synergenetic way. It's synergy and it's a genetic, it's a function. We're changing the functions behind the form. So the first three tenets I've given you, there are 12 altogether. The fourth is, which people who are really into Eckhart Tolle I've had thousands of conversations, I think, on this. The future creates the present. Now, a lot of people want to say, no, the present is the now is where everything happens. And you're right. The now is very important. But you're also working in a triangulation as a person. Even in the Enneagram, if you know anything about that, it operates in a triangulation. There's a drive that you have. There's a new one, an integrate and a disintegration. And you are the sum of those three directions. Well, the future, the past, and the present are also a triangulation that you're experiencing. The future creates the present. The motivation, all motivation, comes from the future. And so when people say, no, I just want to be peace. I'm just trying to be in the now. What Eckhart Tolle has done is remove the power of the future and basically said, don't mess with the future. Wait till it gets here and deal with it when it gets here. So you lose a tremendous amount of power, because if you want to consciously create reality, you've got to start acting on your preferences. And part of that is imagining a future. Like anybody who has a terminal illness, if they lose touch with the future, that's when they die. Old people. What happens is as they get older and older, they feel there's less future for them. I'm 90 years old. How much future could I have? I could die tomorrow. So when they run out of future is when their life ends. When a person can't see that they can be healed in the future, they usually die from the disease. But a person who sees a future that they're healed are the ones who, if they make it, hold that construct. The future is the source of all healing. And when you say that, it's like, yeah, duh, I guess that's true. Well, the future creates the present, because the motivating anything, if I feel hungry, I'm going to go out and eat. The motivation came from me wanting to fulfill the desire of being hungry or the need to being hungry. So it puts me into action in the future. I look out and I say, I'm going to go to the grocery store and get some groceries. So all the now is being motivated out of this future. So if you can consciously create the future, you'll consciously be more excited about where you're going in the now. And you're attached to it. You don't live in the future, but the future is the source of motivation.
I think that's where elite athletes have a real advantage because they are trained to visualize.
Right. Visualize myself with 2 seconds left in the game, making that play, winning that Super Bowl touchdown or that free throw shot at the line. They've imagined themselves being there 1,000 times. And so mm-hmm. their subconscious has finally bought into it. They go up to the line, they make the shot, and they win the game. It's because it's already happened to them. So athletes do use this.
Inherently.
Yeah. And so that is one of the tenets. The future creates the present. The next tenet is reality is generated by a thought and an intense feeling. So a program that we end up holding for ourselves, or we have thoughts, right? If you have an intense feeling, like one of our clients yesterday was like, I just feel bad when this happens. So like, what do you mean feel bad? And then of course she explains what bad feels. But what she didn't realize was right before she felt bad, she had a thought. But if the thought's a pattern, I don't hear the thought anymore, and then I just have the result of the intense feeling. But nothing in physical reality, nothing in your mind ever works this way, because thought is a function of spirit and feelings are a function of soul. And thought, soul and spirit are always working together, creating a third thing. That third thing is your reality. So it's generated by your thoughts and feelings. And those really stem from my beliefs. My thoughts and feelings are a function of my beliefs. So if you're having a thought you don't like, you probably had a feeling right before that thought that caused you to have that thought. So they always go together. And knowing that, thoughts are a function of your programs and the feelings are the results of those programs. So if I can program myself the way I want to feel and understand how to do that in an honest way, not a reframe, but an honest, because when you honestly change a program, reality is different. It's over. You don't experience the issue any longer because I've changed the thought and the feeling behind the reality. So reality is a generation of thought and feelings. All of your reality is ultimately an expression of your unconscious mind. We're very unconscious of all the things going around us. But when you're a spark of consciousness and you decide to come into the physical reality is pure possibility. You make choices before you get here in order to have a structure when you enter. So your first structure is, you know, your parents and your Enneagram drive and your astrological chart. This is the structure that I'm going to live in when I come here. And it's a function of my unconscious mind. Becoming more and more conscious requires I understand my subconscious, because my subconscious is the filter between my conscious and unconscious. So the subconscious is what trickles through. All your lifetimes are part of your unconscious mind. All your experience in this lifetime is all clearly in your unconscious mind. The subconscious allows you access to the choices that you've made specifically. You'd go crazy if you had access to your entire conscious mind. So the subconscious is really the filter between the two. And that filter can be programmed as it is now. It's already been programmed by your youth and by your way that you were raised. So the next tenet feeds into that. There's two ways you create reality. You either consciously create or you unconsciously receive. And so in that is the game between the illusion and you. I'm allowing a reality to happen to me, I'm receiving it, or I'm just constantly choosing it. Allow and receive is one way, choice is the other way. And when you understand how to make a choice and then receive the experience, this is when you're operating in physical reality in a very empowered way. The next thing is we are moving, which they still teach cause and effect in school, logic and reason, cause and effect, universe. But That's been disproven over 100 years ago and is still taught. What's happening is, more accurately, we are in a resonance causation universe, which means that if I can create the vibration of what I want, the reality, the function is the vibration, the form will follow. So reality is a function of resonance causation. It is not cause and effect. The future creates the present. If the future creates the present, how could cause and effect operate? The cause and effect is a function of the past. Cause and effect is a function of logic and reasonable thinking, trying to apply that to a universe that doesn't operate logically. The planets don't rotate in a perfect circle. The universe doesn't rotate. Nothing is operating in perfect balance. It's perfectly imbalanced in order for it to have impact on you. So the next tenet after that is, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Your imagination, which has been diminished in chauvinism, is what creates. It's your creative function. You actually create reality with three. The Bible took God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. No, that triangulation is not the creative triangulation. It's a feminine triangulation that creates experience. It's imagination, desire, and expectation. These three tools are tools that you're going to learn to operate with. You're going to learn to wield them like a sword in reality, but they are feminine. Imagination, to daydream and imagine and feel that what I want has the capacity to supersede anything, where knowledge is the function of getting there by what is known. Imagination can supersede that. Imagination has the opportunity to supersede what's known. And so we want to access the imagination. We want to access the most powerful aspect of what it is to be human. Common sense is the sense of imagination.
Oh, I'm going to have you hold that, because I know this is a really fundamental, important concept. And we're going to continue our deep dive into the fundamentals of conscious reality creation when we get back. You're tuned into Synergenetic Living Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit thrivebyjen.com today.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We're back on Synergenetic Living Radio. Grace here along with my partner, Rick.
Okay, yeah.
And we're continuing our deep dive into the tenets of 5D.
Imagination is more powerful than knowledge. That's where we were before the break. So what I want to say about that is evolution is a lifting in complexity, right? If I have an issue and the person across me has an issue, the only way that we're going to solve our issue positively together is to lift the complexity. Otherwise, we're going to control each other. The result has to come out of the interaction. You know, understanding and recognizing that human beings really aren't an I. I want this and I want that. It's more you function as a we, but we don't recognize it because logic and reason has dictated us to be in a straight line rather than a holographic three-dimensional expression. We're not linear. So when you say, I want this, and you hear the child in you demanding more attention or demanding something in the conversation, and you don't recognize, well, the adult me knows what to do right now, but the child in me is not happy, or the adolescent is being super controlling. It has to be more complex in order to answer the problems that we are facing right now. As you can see, black versus white, red is blue, liberals against conservatives. There's so much dichotomy. There's so much pain going on because we're not lifting the complexity of what we want right now. And we're in the process of learning that. That's part of the change in the chaos that's going on. So the next tenet I want to discuss is in a way going against the law of thermodynamics. Everything is in its change of decline is basically thermodynamics, and it's not. If we view everything in a state of decline, and that's the way we look at it, every day you're going to be less than you were yesterday instead of more. Everything is in a state of evolutionary change. Not in everything is a state of decline. So it's understanding every day you wake up, you're actually more capable than you were yesterday, even if you still feel completely lost and out of control. You still have to know, I am one step closer. I am one step in evolution higher. Unless I'm struggling and fighting with my own belief constructs and going through a lot of pain and suffering. But pain and suffering is a function of beliefs, negative beliefs, or beliefs that aren't serving you anymore. You are individually source and resource for reality. So that takes time. It's like I tell people, these tenets are like a big birthday cake. You have a birthday cake, you don't eat the whole thing in one sitting. You'd be sick. But you take a bite and you incorporate it. You take a bite and you incorporate it. Always seeking the highest truth is a function of creating reality 100% responsibly. So I have to keep looking at the higher truth. And there'll always be more truth. You're never going to get to the end of what's true. Because in a reality, in a physical experience, the universe is expanding all the time. A truth is just a particular set of beliefs operating. Those beliefs are static. The universe is expanding and you're growing and changing with it. And what happens is you feel the resistance of my beliefs over time. And so those beliefs are my current truth. When I create a bigger belief, a more expansive belief that serves me better as the adult that I am, all of a sudden the truth shift. So truth is just really not a static idea. It's an ever-expanding, ever-growing resource. You're consciously creating a space and continuously altering it in accordance to your preferences. This is what it is to be a spiritual adult. To understand this philosophy and be involved in this philosophy, you have to move beyond all the current sets of the current religion. The religions right now are based in a different set and setting. They're based in singular authority. They're based in you not being the authority. Something outside is the authority, and that thing is not very nice. It can, it's like a bad father figure for the most part. So you have to be able to understand the limitations in your current set and be wanting to move past them. And most people, whether they really are religious or not, they are still operating within the context of singular authority. Physical reality is a synergistic expression. It is not a singular authority expression. All of the other tenet is, all of your life is a reflection of your spirituality. You're really only here spiritually. Now, how deep and wide and high in your spirituality that you are is a reflection of how rich your life is. Your life is a direct reflection of your connection to God, Goddess, all it is. And I say it in a triangulation again, because soul and spirit create, God, Goddess create together. It's a triangulation that's happening. It is not a direct reflection. It is not necessarily a direct duality. It is a duality, but not a direct reflection. It's reflected in the all that is, which is another person's beliefs, my beliefs, mixed together and the way that I see it play out. So it gets complex. And lifting in complexity is how you evolve. So you're really spinning all these plates, in a sense, of these tenets. And again, it's not to get them all down right now. It's just to get a basic understanding. And I want to have the first show a place of reference. Like, listen to the first show and understand these tenets. Because in future shows, we're going to be talking about these things, and I want to encourage you to call. I'll give you the number now. You can call now if you wanted to talk, but 800-930-2819. But I do want to get the last few tenants out before we take a call, but I want you to have that number next week. I want you to have this ready to go, because many people are going to have dreams just about this information, because I've seen it happen many times. It stirs something deep within you to hear this. The next tenet is the masculine and the feminine are completely different energies working synergistically without hierarchy. Again, it's thoughts and feelings, soul and spirit. All that is the form that these two functions in operation are creating. It's like in conception. The feminine creates a space, the egg drops in the space. The egg represents soul. That state of beingness, receiving, willing to grow, and willing to discard it if nothing happens. And the seed, the male sperm, is spirit. Spirit searches for soul. Soul waits for spirit. This is the dynamic that you're always in. Everything in physical reality is in this dynamic. Breathing is a function of this dynamic. In and out, the intake and the exhale, both things valuable, not just the oxygen. The carbon dioxide is very valuable. Your essence is in the carbon dioxide that you breathe out, and the plants and the trees are fed by this. You are in cooperation. The masculine and feminine are completely different. They were never meant to be measured against each other. They're synergistic energies without hierarchy. They operate together, and to know that this is what we're going for, the true masculine and the true feminine, not the ones that have been distorted by chauvinism. The last tenet is the past and the future are both illusions and are mutable and changeable. People think, oh, that's already happened. What's past is past, you know. No, when you're experiencing a repetition in life, or you're experiencing a reoccurrence of a pattern, it's because you're hung up in the past. If you're living in the future and working backwards, you don't repeat patterns. A pattern is an old belief construct that is getting triggered in the moment and being displayed in the now. So many times your past it's where you're stuck. And if you see growth as this, the form is a spiral, but the functions are a condensation and an expansion happening together simultaneously. That's why when you grow and expand, you often forgave something, or you drop something, or you let something go. So this spiral is happening, two things at the same time, creating the center. The past and the future are both illusions. If you're stuck in the past and you have a memory, because, you know, the word in Latin to remember means to go back and put together. Many times if you talk about something that happened in your childhood and your brother and sister, your mom or dad are there listening and you say, oh, remember when this happened, da da da, and they're like, that's not how it happened, because you both have changed since then and you both are remembering it differently. So you're putting it back together. Out of 365 days a year, every year prior to this time, you had many, many things occur, but you don't remember most of them, because a memory is a place in the past that I have lost a piece of myself or I have gained something of myself. So when you're in the past, it's because that's where it's hooked. The information to release that pattern is in that first experience or any one experience, because it really is a matrix. So you don't have to get to the root problem in the past that happened when I was 3 months old and I don't remember. But, you know, when I was 6, this happened. And when I was 12, this happened. And when I was 15, this happened. And now it happened. Any one of those patterns has the capacity to release the pattern. It's just the first one happens to be the one that we want to let go the most. It has the most intense experience. So we remember, we have feelings of the past and we cling to that past. And if we're not able to understand that chaos and confusion are actually indicators that I'm in the midst of change. If I'm not confused and feeling chaos, I'm not really in a space of change. So being comfortable with confusion and chaos is another aspect that needs to be understood and embraced, because chaos is previous to change, chaos is during change, and chaos is immediately after change. So you have to be comfortable with the uncomfortability. If you're not willing to do that, you're going to have difficulty changing. So those are the tenets.
I think it's time for a break.
Yeah,
Before we break, I want to encourage you to reach out to us. Synergeneticliving.com is the way you can get in touch with us. Because I think everyone can relate to living in pattern. And if you're experiencing that, Rick is the best at helping reverse engineer problems and get to that one issue. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuose.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in to Synergenetic Living Radio, where Rick and Grace Paris discuss the synergenetic way of life, what it means to truly change your perspective in life, what it means to take control of your life and manifest your true desires. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, check out SynergeneticLiving.com. Get clear on the life you desire and the current life you are creating and what is between the two. Synergenetic Living, living life loud.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Okay, we're back. So just a couple points. Those are the 12 tenets. Maybe there'll be more in the future. I don't know. But just understand that this new paradigm is structured in the future. And you're the architect, because you can be completely self-authored when you've imagined and living in this future. And what's going to happen as you try to live this future, your resistances are going to come up immediately. And at that time is how you heal that past. And as you heal and release the past, you're not limited by it anymore. So you are becoming more authentic in a moment-to-moment life. You're not going back and thinking about what you need to say, because really that's the adolescent trying to perfect the past, trying to perfect the situation, trying to control the situation. That's what we're wanting to let go of. You know, when we first met, Grace had come to a few of my talks in person. And she was one of those people that I saw kind of in the back of the room. And the next seminar, she was toward the front. And the next time, she was like in the second row, really into it, you know. And she, I just give you her, I'll let her talk about her experience of what it was like when she first heard these tenets and start understanding what this was about. So,
yeah, it was interesting how I found Rick and his teachings. I was in the midst of a yoga teacher training. And at this point, I had broken up with several guys because I was like, nope, he's not right. And for whatever reason, and the relationship just kind of kept getting worse and worse. And eventually, I found myself in an extremely verbally abusive relationship. And a lot of my inner circle relationships were breaking down. My mom, and it was just very tumultuous time for me. So I was looking around at my peers like, what is going on? You guys are living this really magical life. Like, it seems so easy, and I know it can be, right? I think at some level everyone knows, like, it's not meant to be painful. We're supposed to have fun. And so I went to my yoga teacher, and I was like, hey, you know, I have this pattern, and I'm sick of it. I don't want to do this live this way anymore. What's your secret? And she goes, I'm so happy you've come to this realization, because my teacher, and she was referring to Rick, is brilliant at reverse engineering patterns and just getting you to the bottom of it. And it just, you know, it flips like that. And I was like, great, please introduce me. And she was like, yeah, he's giving a talk tomorrow night. You got to come. And I mean, Rick's energy was just so, it was like being in a room with a titan, and just what he was saying was, a lot of it was over my head, but he kept stressing like, look, don't worry, you don't need to intellectually get this. Other parts of you are getting it. So I felt a real truth in what he was saying. And if you go back and listen to this, you'll learn that there's a real integrity to what each of these truths are that we went through today. And I remember going home after one of Rick's talks, and I was just like tingling. Like, I just felt like I was in the resonance of just really high vibration. It was amazing. But of course, my relationship was still in ruins, and we were fighting. It was New Year's Eve. And I remember thinking to myself, like, how is it that I'm with someone who's telling me all these awful things about myself? And it was like having an out of body experience. I was like in the corner of the room watching myself in this huge blow up and thinking to myself, okay, if this is my partner, what part of me believes this about myself? Because he's obviously reflecting it back to me. And I just remember in that moment in time, I made a very strong choice. Like, this isn't love. I decided that my next partner was going to be a teacher, was going to be very loving, was just all of these things that I knew about love, but I just had other ideas about. And then I continued to go to Rick's talks, and I just kept putting myself around him because it felt so good. And that's really how it unfolded. I think one of the first times we hung out, he told me that he loved me. And the old me would have been totally scared about that, but I just felt how genuine he was, that I was like, yeah, I know, I can feel it. And that's exactly what I decided I was going for. So it was like that really intense choice led me to Rick, or opened me up to the possibility of something greater. And so, yeah.
Yeah, and for me, I knew it too. I could feel my own emotions well enough to know, for me, when I'm creating the future, right? So when you really know what you want in the future, when it does show itself, you recognize it because you're like, ah, here's the person. I didn't know what she was going to look like.
Right, right.
I didn't know what, but I recognized it emotionally immediately. And I remember knowing that vulnerability is the true strength. And I want to be vulnerable and active in my own reality. And since I was feeling the feelings that I wanted to feel, the feelings that I had imagined myself feeling, I committed to it. On the second day we went second date, I said, look, you know, I know this sounds weird, but I'm going to marry you. I already know what I'm feeling and I know what it is. And I said, I know that's going to be shocking and maybe scares you, but just sit with it. See if you don't feel the same. See if you don't feel love. If you don't feel like what I'm feeling, then don't do it. And sure enough, she did feel it. And you know, we're 22 years apart.
Yeah, I could have never imagined.
Me neither. I never really dated anybody. I mean, I went out with younger people for sure, but not like a serious relationship. I had never done that before myself. And it did. It pushed a lot of my beliefs. I had to change a lot of my beliefs and attitudes to be in this relationship. But I also like growing. I like changing. I like being challenged. And I went for what didn't look correct, but felt correct. And every step of the way, our life is, we've been together 5.5 years now. And I can honestly say every month our relationship is better. It's better, you know? And so I live this. I live this. She lives this. We live this. It's not something that we do in front of people. That's why I'm hoping to get a listeners, because I want to grow with you. I'm ready to share my ideas and myself. We're ready to show ourselves as a couple, of an enlightened, empowered couple, teaching other people. I'm looking for listeners that want to be here. You want to call. I'm offering that to you, to call up, challenge it, challenge anything I say. Let's work it out together. Let me help you grow and change. Let us help you, because I'm so excited to do it. It really is easy for me to help people heal, and it's exciting, and I'm ready to be more responsible with our gift, more responsible. And so this radio show was a way to reach out even greater. We have our clients and we have our friends and we do this, but this is taking a greater responsibility to share this philosophy. And, you know, people keep telling, well, you can't really sell a philosophy. It's like, well, it works every day with everyone all the time. Yeah, selling a philosophy might be tricky, but it is. It's a philosophy that supersedes anything that I know that's out there right now. And if I heard something new to add to it, I would do it. That's why I said the tenets might change. But I want you to be engaged. I want this to be part of your spiritual practice, to listen to the show, to get on the show. Call every week if you want to. You know, of course, I'm sure it's going to get busier as it goes forward, but this is a chance for us to grow together.
Yeah, and like Rick said, it is a very big birthday cake. But if you feel like there is a pattern that you're experiencing and you're ready to just knock that out and live free from that past, or supersede in a new way, we're offering an illumination session. So you can find that on our website at www.synergeneticliving.com. Or like I said earlier, please feel free to shoot us an email, info@synergeneticliving.com. And yeah, we'd be more than happy, you know.
We're ready to engage.
Take that one bite. That's that first bite. And I mean, it's amazing what it'll do. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm so excited to be here. And I hope some of you are excited to hear this information and ready to engage in a whole way of being. The world, the universe is dictating. We need a new way. The ways of the past are crumbling. The money system, the government, everything is crumbling. It's time to design that as self-authored human beings. And we're here to help you do that.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Synergenetic Living. We've had a wonderful time. And please join us every Aloha Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time, or 11 a.m. Hawaii. We hope you have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you back here next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Tune in on Transformation Talk Radio for the latest on Synergenetic Living Radio with Rick and Grace Paris. Learn how to get clear on the life you desire. Synergenetic Living is a living, breathing, conscious experience. Rick and Grace will teach you the art of utilizing the future to create the now with a sense of artistic and absolute power, having dominion without domination. For more information on Rick and Grace Paris and Synergenetic Living, or to download an episode of Synergenetic Living Radio, visit synergeneticliving.com.